5:35.
Request of Barbara Kite to address council regarding demolition, infill, and density.
Good morning. Come on up.
Good morning.
Welcome.
We've met before. Thank you for this opportunity to let an ordinary citizen be heard about some very major concerns in this city and specifically in my life. Vic Rimmers is holding my life hostage. The ransom is $700,000. I live in fear of what is coming if it isn't paid. I believe we're all connected and that this connection is being destroyed street by street, neighborhood by neighborhood. I believe that if one of us is not being treated fairly, all of us are being denied rights. I'm forced to move. I'm just one person who feels the pain of many who have called to tell me that their voices are not being heard, that they tell me that their lives have been destroyed. I feel mine is about to be. I am being forced to move. I live in my dream house. It's next door to 7707 Southeast Alder, a 1908 home removed from the HRI list, even though it was ranked. The loophole took away the 120 days we would have had to have some meaningful talks about destruction to our lives and possible solutions and alternatives. It is going to be demolished. And Vic Rimmers said he would replace it with 12 condos, three stories high in a single family block that has 8-century-old homes with no parking. I'm scared. Every morning I wake up, I hear a truck go by, thinking this is the day they're coming to cut down the 10 trees next door. Some of them spruce, some of them cedars. There's no warning. Could I please have a warning? I'm scared. I get panic attacks. I'm terrified, terrified that the four trees against my fence will have to be end up falling on my property. Because if he's going to build 12 condos, the roots and the branches will have to be cut, half of them. That will weaken the tree. According to a certified arborist, they will weaken. They will fall. They will demolish my 1904 Delano Brothers house. They will possibly injure me. A strong wind can just do it. But they will die eventually. They're too weak. A house on the block was up for sale. Somebody found out 12 condos. They backed out. Devaluation is happening. I'm forced to move. We all bought homes on Southeast Alder with the idea of continuing the single family community feel and the adherence to the look of the homes and the quality of life in that place, a place to raise our children to retire. I'd like to retire there. Please. My block will soon be a replica of a division. All the condos and apartments will be there. Everyone on that block is afraid we will have to move. We're two blocks away from Stark. Why is Alder R1? It's a mistake. The zoning is a mistake. We all make mistakes. It is not meant for that block. The zoning laws talk about preserving existing housing and encouraging new development that is compatible, that word, compatible with and supportive of the positive qualities of residential neighborhoods. But R1 will leave us with nothing but condos and apartments and traffic. I know if that happens, that three-story building goes up, everything is gone. And all this can go away if we pay a ransom of $700,000. And there are three other houses that are up for ransom, too, in this community. Rick Rimmer said $700,000, and, you know, you can have your life back.
So
please
Kite,
deny the destruction. Please change the zoning. Please help this community. Tell us you care.
Thank you for giving voice to this. There are a lot of people with these concerns.
A lot of them.
If you have a minute while you're here, if you could stop in my office and talk to Camille Trummer,
sure.
Camille, upstairs on the third floor, it would be helpful if we got some more details from you to her.
I think there were packets given out about this.
Okay. All right. Well, if you do have a chance, though, just to get
Camille,
to meet
I will.
Camille,
absolutely.
It would be good for her to make
I
a connection.
I much thank you, all of you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
I appreciate this.
Thank you very much.